Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The blessing of civil government. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Romans 13:1. Those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. In a traditional wedding, those words are the last ones heard before the couple is pronounced man and wife. The idea is that mere mortals do not have the right to tear apart an institution God established. Just as God established marriage, He established civil government. To arbitrarily rebel against what He established is to rebel against Him. On the other hand, to govern without regard to the one who established the government is equally rebellious. In one brilliant stroke, Paul forbids anarchy and tyranny. What does this mean in our time? W.H. Griffith Thomas gives a helpful application. Walk with W.H. Griffith Thomas, an English-born preacher and theologian in the late 1800s to early 1900s. First, how beautifully applicable this teaching is to every form of government. Whatever country may be ours, these great principles apply. The institution of civil authority is according to the will and plan of God, but no particular type is necessarily expressive of the divine will. Second, how clearly the apostle insists on the Christian's fulfillment of his duties to the state. They are as truly an obligation as the most spiritual of our church functions. Paying taxes is just as Christian as praying at a meeting. Of course, we are not to do at the bidding of the state that which is morally wrong, but short of this, submission, not resistance, is the Christian law. Third, how entirely independent of the moral character of the civil government is this fulfillment of our duty. Questions as to the state's precise moral character do not touch our duty, so long as the demand does not entrench on the domain of the conscience. Fourth, how agreeable it would be to the progress and welfare of Christianity if such loyalty and submission were always practiced. If our duties as citizens were fully realized, it would constitute a splendid witness for God. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7.
Romans 13. Let everyone be subject to governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath, to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor.
Paul wrote this at a time when the civil rulers were unbelievers, yet he still called for submission to God's institution. In our time, we are both the governed and the government. Since we have the privilege to play a role in placing our leaders in their positions, we share responsibility for how they lead. Have you considered ways that you can be faithful in the stewardship God has providentially given you?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.